This is the Bernardi Bulletin for Tuesday. Hello, I'm Corey Bernardi. It's good to see the Australian government holding warm, cordial and beneficial discussions with Indonesia, including direct discussions between the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Abbott, and the Indonesian President, Mr. Yudhoyono. Prime Minister Abbott made it very clear before the election that he wanted the first overseas visit of the incoming government to be this trip to Indonesia. He has said repeatedly that our foreign policy would have a Jakarta focus, not a Geneva focus. And this goes to show that he intends to lead a government that keeps its commitment. And the Australian government is concerned that in the past the Labor government has tried the patience of Indonesia in putting the sugar back on the table for people smugglers, or in its knee-jerk move to ban the live cattle trade. Australia has always considered itself a good friend of Indonesia and is now determined to be a trusted partner. Remember, Australia stood by Indonesia during the Asian financial crisis and at the time of the devastating East Asian tsunami. We worked together in counter-terrorism after the Bali bombings. And in any year, hundreds of thousands of Australians visit Indonesia as tourists and tens of thousands of Indonesians come to Australia as students. Today, the Prime Minister is going to outline a deeper cultural engagement, including a new Australia-Indonesia study centre at Monash University to match the US and China centres elsewhere in Australia. As the PM has made clear, the coalition government is covering a range of matters on this trip because this is an important relationship and it's important to get it right at the start of this new government. For more of today's bulletin, go to coreybernardi.com.